Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Hi there, my name is Peter Wilson. I come from the very north of England, in Northumberland, just above Newcastle upon Tyne, which is the border between England and Scotland. Right out of my window, I can see the Cheviot Hills, which we go walking in, which is the border between England and Scotland, as I say. Now, I am here today to talk a little bit about AI. But it's AI being not the business, but the leverage to assist you in the business. But also on how, if people are looking to get involved in AI, how to actually develop a business using AI rather than for them to be looking at all of these new shiny toys. Because that can make it extremely confusing, and then people just end up, you know, very similar to, you know, other sort of like affiliate marketing businesses where they're just trying to get the next new shiny toy and it's out of date before they've actually learned how to use the one they've already got. Now, my background, I am an ex-Royal Navy gunner, served in war zones, was always very active in the sporting fields, mainly in boxing when I was in the Royal Navy. I'm also an ex-professional fighter, and I have run martial arts gyms in multiple venues, including England and Spain, for over 30 years. The gyms that we actually have on our legacy, as in the Tempest Martial Arts is the name of them, they are still running very successfully now. Personally, I was awarded Martial Arts School of the Year for the UK multiple times. And, you know, we used it again, just like through pure discipline, took the same discipline through the Royal Navy, moving into the martial arts, professional fighter, and so on. And the whole time we are always said to our staff and our students, our fighters that were either amateur or professional, you either win or you learn. And that is the way that we've always moved forward in our life as well. Now, I still run communities now. So we've been running communities either in a venue, in person, or now virtually, and still running the communities virtually. And that's what I continue to do. Now we're actually looking at the AI communities and assisting and helping businesses and entrepreneurs be able to use the AI as tools, not the business. It isn't the business, but getting it into the leverage and the tool for your business in different ways as well. So we can actually show people how to develop their own workflow systems using AI to really save time and save money in their own business and help them with the smooth running of the business. But also if they wanted to actually look at creating extra business that we've actually helped create and got other people to create as well, using AI tools to create businesses that they can help other businesses, such as local companies, small businesses, to be able to create more clients, more revenue, more profits, and have good follow-up systems with existing clients as well. Something really a pain that all businesses have, be it like the entrepreneurial set or even the small businesses, the local businesses. I mean, we actually look at it like, as I always like to call it, is the cathedral of conformity. A lot of people that are looking to get into the business world or the entrepreneurial side of it are not going to fit into conformity. We actually try and fight the four columns. We call them either columns of control or columns of conformity that actually keep up the cathedral of conformity. So the first one would be conditioning, one of the pillars, and it's from sort of like training through school, going all the way through. It's like a lot of times you're kind of trained and in some ways like manipulated into thinking small, which is not what we are at all as entrepreneurs and business people moving forward. We have to think on a much bigger picture. Another pillar would be compliance, really sort of like asking for permission to do anything, following all of the rules. I'm not saying you should go out and break rules or do things wrong, but what I'm saying is, as entrepreneurs, you should be able to challenge and push forward, push the envelope, if you like, and developing your own business flair. And especially nowadays, with the advancement of AI and the speed that it is moving, being able to push those barriers and not be kind of stuck so much in the condition and the compliance sort of like lines where you've been like trained as you've been going through childhood and into early adult life. Now, the big downfall that I think, especially in this world now, is consumption. That's the next column, because too many people are actually indulged in consumption of AI tools, consumption of social media. Maybe you've heard in the UK they're going to ban it for under 16s. It's got good and bad points to it. I mean, we know through AI that there's some under 16s have already got like six-figure businesses using AI tools through social media. So I don't know how that's going to actually work. And that's why we push forward with AI tools and try to teach and share our knowledge on the AI systems and also the businesses that you can create using AI as the tool rather than, thinking of like AI as the business. And what I mean by that is that, you've got a lot of people who share everything about like on how to create workflows with the AI and all of the actual tools that the AI can do without using it for a business purpose. It's like having a nice shiny toy and they're showing it off to everyone, but they're not really using it for a business. Their idea of actually creating money from it was be to tell everybody how good they are with it and get the views and things like that. So they do can build up a, like say, a YouTube channel on the business or similar on different platforms. But we actually look to be able to develop it using AI itself as a tool to move into an actual business and use it for a business. So we actually created the AI Sovereign Enterprise Lab as a group. So what I mean by sovereign enterprise is, you're actually going to be owning the business. So you can, rather than have a job, you will know this, being entrepreneurial, you don't want to have a job at just over broke and stuck into that regime, which comes into the cathedral of conformity and doing what is expected. On the AI Sovereign Enterprise Lab, what we do is we actually get people to push forward, learning how to use AI and also on seeing different ways on how you can actually help the small businesses, the local businesses, by using AI to help them get over their biggest problem or biggest pain, which is to create more revenue and gather more customers, clients. And that could be in any niche that you can think of. We've recently been doing it just for examples of being able to demonstrate to other users of the AI Sovereign Enterprise Lab group on how to do it for it was like hair salons and beauty salons and that type of thing. And what we did is business research online using an AI tool that actually discovered all of the salons in a certain geographical area, which can be anywhere in the world because, being online, it doesn't have to be where you are based. And what we did is we actually set up the task for it to discover all of the local businesses that did not have either a website or an easy to find online booking system. Now, the thing is, a lot of these small businesses will be trying to work using word of mouth, which is good. But also, we need to highlight that it's not always the most effective. So what we do is once we actually discover these businesses using an AI tool, it actually creates then an Excel spreadsheet with all of the business details on that are easily available once we've programmed the AI to go and seek them out in all of the business databases. So we end up with a class of A, B, or C of these actual businesses. The A's we're going to approach first because they are the ones that have got no kind of online presence that you can easily find. And we need to highlight that to them and then help them be able to develop that online presence because that is going to bring in a lot more of their local customers. So once we've actually created the screen, or sorry, the spreadsheet, we've got all of the details from the businesses in, and we show all of our members how to do this live. We do it all live, literally video on like this. So we get the spreadsheet created, which we did, I think something like 1,000 businesses in about 2 minutes. Got all of the details there, and then what we do is we pass it on to, this is where the human interaction comes, which is always good to be able to have human connection with an AI system because you don't want to leave it like purely on an automated system where you can't keep track of it. So we have a break in the middle where it goes from automation to human, so we can keep an eye on everything. And then the human does all of the telesales because we can't get an AI to do that very effectively yet. And then once we've actually had the telesales, the good thing is what we're actually doing is we're actually going to ask for no selling or anything like that. They're going to be asking for permission for us to approach them and to sh give them, supply them a link where we've actually created what we call a client acquisition system. So we've created it for them, and what we're going to do is we're going to send them a link so that they can actually go and click on it and have a look at what their very own client acquisition system would look like. Now, because we've actually done the research with the AI tools, we will know everything about the back end of the business, as in, what colors that they actually like on any of the images that they do, on any pictures that they will have, on any social media presence whatsoever, which is what a lot of them actually try and rely on to get bookings. And so we create the client acquisition system, and it looks like they've done it with their feelings and their colors and their images. So we send them the link for that so they can actually click on the link, go in and have a look. Now, this is a mock-up which we again use AI systems to create, which even on the most complex one will take about 3 minutes, 2 to 3 minutes. And we send that out to them so they can actually see it. Now, we only do it to the people that we get permission from the telesales. So that's why we actually have that human interaction on it. So we've used the AI as a tool to create this business opportunity, and we're highlighting to that local business that this is a good gap in their like marketing, if you like, for them to actually fill in and be able to get more customers, more revenue and more profits. I mean, the only reason why any business is actually in existence is to get customers. They're not there for anything except to get customers, and then the customers are going to make the revenue and the profits. So they can't deny that that's what they're there for. And obviously, all we're trying to do is offer assistance, but we're using AI systems to actually do that. Now, once they've actually had a look at the AI mock-up client acquisition system, which is a funnel system. Now, what I mean by a funnel system compared to, say, a website is like an online brochure. It gives information about what they do or who they are and qualifications and venue and all of that. The funnel itself literally funnels in any customers or inquiries that would go in, so they're actually doing their own marketing. The funnel brings them in, and it puts them down a special line so they can't wander off and start seeing what else is on the menu bar and a website. The websites, like I say, they wander around and then they forget why they were there and they don't make an appointment or they don't make an inquiry. So the funnel actually pushes them in so that they're going to leave their actual details to be contacted for a special offer of some kind. If it was the ones that we did the experiment with and we did it all live so that the members could watch us, we said, look, it's like a 10% offer on your first appointment once you actually put your details in. And so it's actually going to build up a customer base or a prospect base for the actual local businesses. So this is what the client acquisition system does. So once they've actually had a chance to look at that, which they gave permission for us to send it, so it's a very warm approach, and when we've actually sent the link in the messaging for the link, we also put it in. So we're going to recontact you once you've had a chance to look at it, and we're going to explain it to you and go over it, and we're going to do it on a video call. So this is where we would call it like the magic show can happen. Because what we do is we'll contact them again to arrange a video call, a Zoom call, just similar to this. And we will be able to share the screen with them. And what we'll be doing is we'll be doing like an interview with them and say, well, you've seen that. What did you like about it? What did you not like about it? There's different shades, coloring, that type of thing, and we will get the feel for them. And what we will be doing is editing while we're talking to them, and we'll be putting the information in so that the AI can then create what they're saying specifically, rather than just the colors that we had looked at and presumed they enjoyed because it's how they've used it on their own images, etc. So it's a very good guesstimate, but it could maybe not be exact. So when we're talking to them live, and we're using the AI to actually recreate what they're telling us. And once we've actually got it to what seems to be and seems to us what they're actually sharing with us that they would like, we then share the screen again and boom, there's the magic show. We're actually show them how it's been edited to be perfect for what they're actually describing. And we can go backwards and forwards two or three times, and they're seeing it getting created in front of them. Now, again, that's why we call it the magic show, because it's as if by magic it appears exactly what they're asking for. So it is a very strong sort of like close, if you like, that we're actually showing them the end sort of like tool, because it's not the end product, because the end product is more customers. That is what they actually want. They don't want, no business wants a new website. No business wants a client acquisition system. What they want is the clients. They want the new customers, but we're showing them a way where they could actually get more customers by showing that. And it's been quite a warm attempt. And this is what we teach and show and demonstrate live in the AI Sovereign Enterprise Lab, actually in the group. So people can watch, and obviously we record it all as well, so they can go over the videos again and they are learning as we're actually doing it. It's like the old days when you would take the new beginners in your business out on sales calls with you, so they would actually get to see and learn the ropes. There's an old Royal Navy saying for you, learn the ropes of the actual job live. They're actually there. Well, this is very similar to that because we're recording everything that we're doing. We're doing it live while the actual viewers are watching us do it. But if they miss it or they want to go back, the recording is there so they can just repeat and rewatch and learn how to do it. And it's a very, very effective way of teaching other entrepreneurs how to use AI tools to create a business, rather than just having the people go and look at all of these AI tools And I do know, and it's still a fact that through the research of the AI companies like OpenAI, etc., that the vast majority of people are still using AI as a toy or an extension of like kind of a search engine, and they're asking all these questions that's only useful for themselves rather than how are they actually going to create it as a business. So we're looking to teach people to collect shiny toys. This is literally, we're going to show you step by step either how to use AI for your own business. Tell us what you actually want a workflow for, and we'll actually help you to actually create a workflow that will ease your way through, help in admin, lower time that you're spending on it, and possibly save money as well while you're doing it if you wouldn't need as many staff. It's just the way that AI is. The future of AI, it's not going to be that everyone's going to steal their all the jobs. It's not going to be like that, but you have to start utilizing AI in your business or developing a new business using AI as the tool to actually help you create this new business, which is what we've actually shown people how to actually create this client acquisition system to present to these local customers, local businesses, anything that you could think. It could be a painter and decorator, it could be a mechanic in a garage, it could be like you say, the hair salons that we had, or the beauty salons, or anything, martial arts schools, anything like that that's actually got a bricks and mortar venue. Even on top of that, you could do it for products as well, for online entrepreneurs, very easily as well. So it's being able to utilize the AI as a tool to create like the client acquisition system, which we can do in 2 to 3 minutes, and boom, we put it straight in front of them. It's like the magic show. And then we can easily then close the actual customers because we've shown them how we can do it very quickly for them. And it's all done in a workflow for us as well. So then the follow-up for them customers that we've then created this business, right, can continue, going through that actual process. So we're using our own tools that we've created that we can then pass on to others, but we've actually created this business using the AI tools, and we've got the group that we actually perform it for, literally all live, and then allow them to actually copy it bit by bit. So we're literally showing them all of our tools, all of our systems, and giving it to them to be able to create their own business and move forward with it. So on the client acquisition system itself, not only is that like the beginning, but it's only the first module of a modular business, because then we've got other bits of the business that we can clamp onto there. So the back end of the actual client acquisition system, you will be added on to the referral and review system that blocks onto there. And then on top of that, again, the modular system blocking up is you actually have your CRM or your customer follow-up onto there. So it goes on and on and on. And not only that, but once you've actually got the customer for you in this business, then you can start to introduce them to the workflow AI tools that will help them in their very own business. So, we're coming to an end now. It goes over very fast, but hopefully you've learned a little bit and enjoyed it. And if anybody wants to contact then us, feel free, and we'll be able to put you into the AI Sovereign Enterprise Lab and to start learning how to use AI as a tool. Thank you very much.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit connectedleadersacademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.